From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy.
I'm joined today by Vince Williams, the mayor of Union City, Georgia. Vince, it's wonderful to have you.
Abby, it is my pleasure to be with you and certainly looking forward to the dialogue and you guys learning a little bit more about Union City.
Well, with that being said, you know, last year, while it was filled with challenges stemming from the pandemic, 2020 offered the opportunity to reevaluate priorities and address inefficiencies. With that in mind, how has the city transformed its thinking as it relates to top priorities, and how is this reflected in the city budget for 2021? For example, has this affected any future capital improvements or infrastructure projects in the city?
Well, certainly, Abby, you know, very good question. But, you know, one of the things that we must utilize in this discussion and any city needs to certainly utilize this is honesty. Certainly, you know, prior to COVID, many of us had a great deal of robust capital projects that we were looking forward to. And, you know, March of 2020, COVID was announced. This new monster that was in front of us was very concerning to all of us. We didn't know what it would bring. And certainly the grips of COVID has really challenged all of our cities. But to your question, one of the things that I have to say is we haven't made a lot of changes, if you will. We have been a blessed city. But what we have done is to make sure that our staff and certainly the citizens remain safe. But as it relates to budgetary concerns, certainly a lot of the capital projects have either been put on hold or pushed back, if you will. And certainly we have not eliminated any of our capital projects that we had in front of us. We have not eliminated them. And certainly we are looking forward to getting back to some sense of normalcy where we can address many of those, because you're talking about quality of life items, infrastructure, transit and transportation, right, sidewalks, all of those things that truly matter, parks and recreation, you know, those are things that we will certainly continue to focus on. You know, even in this COVID environment, in October, we had a virtual ribbon cutting, a multi-million dollar park project that we were working on, and we completed that even during COVID. So although the park is completed and ready to go, it's closed to the public.
Yeah, what a shame.
Yeah. So we're excited, you know, about where we're headed, you know, but it's certainly not something that has halted our plans as we continue to move the city forward.
Good, good. And Union City is home to Atlanta Metro Studios, a Coca-Cola United distribution center, and multiple Amazon facilities. Do you believe that these recognized and established entities will provide a springboard for economic recovery in 2021?
Great question. Most definitely they will. You know, I mean, I can remember at the height of COVID when Atlanta Metro Studios, as many of the movie studios around the state, did halt production. You know, so certainly that was harmful to our economy, because what Atlanta Metro Studios did once it came into our community, it certainly catapulted, but also energized a lot of the starving businesses that were here. And it ramped up a lot of participation and also spurred other small business opportunities in our city. So once they halted production, that halted a lot of things, but they ramped back up. because we have been blessed with what Atlanta Metro Studios does. They do a lot of the Netflix and HBO programming and filming.
I know that Georgia Peach on the end of
Yes, indeed.
Every movie.
So it has been a huge benefit to us, and certainly a lot of the local businesses as well. Our grocery stores, the dry cleaners, you know, the hair salons, the barbers, all of those entities benefit from the film industry. So it's been great. And certainly, I can't go without saying, you know, when you talk about beverages, Coke is the real thing. Coke is, they didn't stop, you know, they didn't stop. So certainly, Coke is still a viable entity in our community, and they are still moving the trucks and the product. And certainly with, most definitely with Amazon, we have all begun to lean on, you know, the goods and services that they provide and many of the other online opportunities. But, you know, having those two new, brand new developments in our community, and we did have one already existing facility that was in another facility that was already here, it has been a huge benefit. You know, I mean, and the thing that we do here in Union City, and when I say we, I'm speaking of myself and the council, one of the things we've tried to do is to create job opportunities for the men and women and families in our community so they would have discretionary income to be able to enjoy quality of life amenities and spend money on things that they want to do as a family. So Amazon and many of the other online retailers, you know, that are in the city, but also e-commerce facilities we have here as well, because we also house a company called ASOS, A-S-O-S, which is a large British online retailer. And they have been a part of the city's fabric for about two, going on 3 years now. And this was their first footprint into the U.S. And who would have ever thought that they would choose Union City to be their home once they came to the U.S. So we're excited about that relationship as well. So we have been truly, truly blessed in this environment, you know, but I am not going to give the impression that there have not been challenges, because there have been.
Of course. You know, this past year, cities have been challenged with technology and implementing new technology and developments to help ease processes when employees can't go into the office or it's unsafe for citizens to come into city buildings. What are some of the technologies that you have experienced this past year that have transformed the city that you see continuing forward?
Well, I tell you, COVID really, you know, I mean, I don't want to seem as if we had a crystal ball, because we didn't. We started doing mandatory 1 day a week teleworking for our administrative team a little over 2 years ago. So once COVID,
Why did you do that?
Well, we were trying to prepare for the future. You know, not for COVID, but for the future, you know, because technology is here and it's not going anywhere. So we started doing that. And so once we were faced with COVID and how we needed to operate, you know, to stay safe with social distancing, but also continue to run the city as we needed to do, it was a seamless process for us, because our staff was already prepared. But not only that, we had just introduced our new citywide app, you know, which keeps the residents and the businesses and all of our community engaged, but informed with what we're doing. We widened our reach as it relates to social media, which is very important with how people get their news today. And we hired additional staffing to work with us to be able to get our messaging out each and every day, real time, if you will. So one of the things we're doing right now, we just introduced on yesterday a citywide intranet, you know, which is something that will, you know, keep us all on the inside informed of what's going on, you know, to get away from some of the mundane, you know, ways to get information from one another. And especially since we are, you know, much of the staff is working from home. So, you know, technology is key to what we do as a city, and we found it to be such an asset. And when you look at permitting, we have moved towards an all electronic permitting process, you know, so those people who are trying to get permits for new developments or doing work at home, build add-ons to their homes, they can simply go to their computers, pull up the information, use their printers or scanners and send in the information, send in their payments. Utility payments are done electronically. So it has been a huge asset for us to really embrace this. And this is a part of what I shared with my constituents constituency when I ran for office in 2013 is that I wanted to make sure that we provided a level of ease to be able to work with the local government, but also to free families up from a lot of drudgery in coming to pay their utility bills, or drudgery from a developer standpoint in waiting and waiting and waiting to get through red tape for permitting and the whole process. So it's been a great opportunity for us. You know, I mean, yes, COVID is horrible. I don't take that for granted. But what we needed to do in this environment is not just raise our hands and say we are under arrest. You know, we had to figure out a way to make this work for us. And we've been very, very successful in doing that.
You know, we've talked a lot about transformation and transformation of the city and technologies and whatnot, but I wanted to end by asking you, you personally, as a leader, as part of the community, how have you personally transformed this past year?
Well, I tell you, to be perfectly honest, a lot of this does keep me up at night. That's part of what I signed on for. You know, when you think about the COVID pandemic, the 2020 census that we went through, which was certainly quite taxing, you know, with COVID and trying to get people counted. But also, you know, the social unrest that we dealt with throughout 2020 and some that we're dealing with right now. I mean, with what you saw happen on January the 6th, that's quite disturbing. And the entire election process, you know, part of my transformation is certainly being much more involved in not only making sure that I take better care of myself. That's something that we all need to do. But oftentimes as local leaders, as leaders, period, you know, in our communities, you know, because so many people depend on you, you neglect yourself. And that's something that I've been truly focused on is, you know, watching what I eat, making sure I get the exercise I need to do, but also making myself available to other training opportunities as it relates to technology and different things like that. But, you know, I mean, I can't say that there have been a whole great deal of transformative things that I've taken on, but, you know, it's just little things, you know, making sure I do get to bed at a decent hour, although, you know, I may sleep a few hours and wake up and start thinking about something else. But, and one of the things that I've really been focusing on is having the opportunity to get more reading done. So that's been good.
What are you reading as of late?
Well, right now I'm back in the Bible, you know, and that's something, yeah, that's something that I do. I'm an associate pastor, but, you know, that's something that's timeless, but also it's energizing, you know, and a lot of people that certainly don't understand the literary attributes of the Bible, if they were to open the Bible, they will see things manifesting right now today that have been talked about, you know, in the Bible. So those are things that I'm looking at, and certainly reading a lot of health and wellness books and different things like that, because I want to share it with my community, because we're looking at ways to introduce a whole new virtual aspect of recreation to our community.
Yeah, well, all good messages to hold with you to help guide us in 2021.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.